This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
On the phone with us is a guest that we've had on before, Ian Camacho, Look Ahead America. How you doing, man?
Hey, Ryan. Great to see you again. It's been such a long time.
Well, you guys are constantly working, and anytime I get a press release from you, I want to catch up because as I was talking to a colleague off air here, I said, hey, I'm having Ian Camacho back on this weekend. And she said, oh, yeah, you've had him on a few times. I said, yeah, I like having him on. And I like Look Ahead America because when we talk about election integrity issues, so much always gets lost in the fight that we never really get down to brass tacks about what actually is happening, maybe even what's changed in the last few years to eliminate some of these loopholes and things that we find that are problematic. And that's what you guys are doing at Look Ahead America. So let's just catch up on some of the things you're working on right now. I don't really know which state you want to start on, but it sounds like you testified personally in a case that involved Indiana and Arizona. So let's start there.
Yeah, we've actually had a few wins, and so I'm happy to share some positive news. Indiana, and you mentioned loopholes. Funny enough, only recently, in 2022, they made double voting a felony. I didn't realize it was that recent. I submitted what looked like a double voter we found in Maricopa County, and Hamilton County, Indiana, to the Hamilton County board as well as Maricopa board. They determined it fell under Indiana, and we found this through the national change of address list, and everything checked out. They got the voter records. They got the property records. They looked at the signatures, and they said, this seems like the guy. I had to testify under oath, and they're referring it to the the DA over there for probable cause. So
you ended up testifying in Indiana because the voter from Arizona had moved there. Is that right?
Yeah, he had moved there. He had voted early. But he'd also voted, by mail or, early voting through Indiana, voting out. And when they asked, what's your defense, his attorney came in his place and just said he doesn't remember doing it, which was kind of a strange defense. But because we had all the records, we had signatures, we had everything. So there was really no way out of it.
How much, Ian, do you find that Maricopa, Arizona, are they willing to work with you on these things?
Not really. In fact, Indiana, when I was speaking to the clerks over there, they were saying that they had to basically subpoena and put in formal request to finally get the records from there. Maricopa was not helpful, and they've not really been helpful whenever I've submitted them things. It just kind of goes into a dark hole.
Yeah, that's what I hear across the board. Now let's talk about some other states, though, before we get too far down the line with Arizona. Let's go to Wisconsin. What has Look Ahead America been doing there?
So a while ago, I don't know if you recall, we were actually looking for volunteers to help us file complaints with the Wisconsin Election Board, or WEC, as they're called. Because basically we had done the Wisconsin report, and we said we have a bunch of potentially illegal voters, including double voters, P.O. box voters, people who've registered in other states and are still voting here, et cetera. I don't live in Wisconsin, and none of the staff do, and we don't have legal standing to do so, but people who live in those counties can. So we said, hey, look, we will pay for all the costs of notarization and mail, and et cetera. We'll fill out the forms for you. You can triple check everything. Here's the evidence, and then you submit, right? And it's a good, you know, kind of, training wheels process for you. And we got threats from WEC saying, you know, these are frivolous claims. We're going to fine you $500 if you continue it. And it scared a lot of our volunteers. But I don't know if you've been following what happened in Wisconsin. Now it looks like the administrator of Megan Wolf is likely going to be impeached. And now they're trying to save face from what I'm seeing. But for us, hey, it works out. We got six cases are being referred to prosecution in Dane, Kenosha, Marinette, and Waukesha County for false registrations for people who registered appeal boxes. So it's kind of vindicating, right, because people said it doesn't happen and whatever, but obviously they felt otherwise. So it took that apparently for it to happen, but, you know, it's nice to see some work with the volunteers moving forward.
Is it? I've heard kind of various things about the Wisconsin Election Commission. Sometimes it sounds like they're doing a decent job. Other times I hear they're being obstructionist. Is it a problem with leadership? Is that why this woman's maybe going to be impeached, and then the rest of it's kind of, well, it'll be better once she's gone? Or how does that work?
I mean, I can only speak to our experience with them or my experience. Like, for example, in addition to threatening the volunteers with frivolous claims, even though nothing was frivolous, we had it super well documented. They had also sent out notifications to the clerks basically saying they don't have to listen to any of the advice we're sending, because we were trying to notify them, like, hey, you have potentially ineligible or illegal voters, can check into this. And they basically just sent out like a thing saying, ignore them, you don't have to listen to their advice, et cetera. And this is all well documented, like official stuff that came from them. So yeah, they've been hostile to us. I don't find them helpful, and they've pretty much been very bureaucratic. I personally would advise that the legislator in Wisconsin dissolve WEC and bring the power back to the DAs and the clerks. They're a useless and needless bureaucratic organization.
Yeah, and they absolutely have the power to do that. That is something that I have looked into. I don't know why they don't, because there are a lot of people in Wisconsin who say the same thing. They're saying, well, we don't need this commission. It's almost like it's so political hot potato that nobody really wants to go all the way to do what needs to be done, but everybody knows it needs to be done.
Yep. It's just going to take, it took a while to get here, so hopefully they can, turn it back. But at least, you know, hey, at least it's something moving forward on a couple of these cases. So,
yeah,
you know, and there's a few interesting ones we found in them, but we won't go into the details. I think we have one more state we probably want to talk about, which
Georgia,
bring up as well.
Yeah, let's talk about Georgia. What's going on there? What are you guys doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So another one in Georgia, and this is a 2022 case. The other ones I've talked to you so far are all 2020. This one was a voter that we had discovered. We discovered several, but these are the ones that actually moved forward, which is really hard to get happening in cases. But in this one with Georgia, we found this person who registered in South Carolina and then still voted in Georgia, like right after registering. So there was really no question about the residency. When they interviewed her, she basically like confessed to it. And I think that's why it was an easy on a conviction, because they have to go through the boards. But now They refer it to the Attorney General's office. And we discovered her again also through the National Change of Address, the NCOA, and the, you know, out-of-state registration. So that was a high enough bar of evidence that this person was not eligible to register, let alone vote in Georgia. And, you know, we make sure our stuff is very well documented. So it's nice that we have a pretty high track record of, you know, things moving forward.
Ian,
not just claims that can't be backed up.
When
you know?
You guys are moving forward with these cases, a lot of times they're just individual cases, you know, one person doing this. Is it indicative of a larger problem? Is that why you're going after one individual? Because you can document this one really well, but that means there's probably X amount of others.
Well, to your question, so first of all, we're not like, for a lot of what I've submitted or, you know, our team submitted has been, you know, sample sizes, and we found these things in the sample, right? Like, hey, these are like definitely like double voters or things like that, right? And that's a crime. We got to submit those. I mean, I have myself almost 280 cases open right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like a funnel, and a lot of them either just don't get looked at or they just put them off to the side. They let the statute of limitations run out, whatever. It comes down to the prosecutor, the DA, the AG, you know, deciding to go after it or not. They just think, it's low priority. No one's going to bother convicting on this. No one cares. And that's very frustrating. But, you know, we don't have the legal authority. All we can do is be concerned citizens and provide all the evidence on the silver platter. And, you know, we'll testify. We'll sign the notarizations. But, yeah, just us alone, we're at, what, almost 280? And I know there's other people around the country who've submitted stuff. So I'm sure it's a much larger problem, but, you know, we're at least going to show, hey, these are moving forward. There's some wins. We'll take what we can.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are very, very well documented. I love how regimented and how, you know, detail-oriented you guys are about all these things, because you're hard to argue with. That's one of the reasons I like having you on. So let me ask you this before we run out of time here. Looking forward, you know, you guys look backward. You guys look at voter integrity of elections that have happened. But you've looked a lot at 2020 and now 2022. Have things gotten better, do you think, moving from 20 to 22? And then what does that mean for 24?
Well, like I said, you know, for example, in Indiana, they had just passed the law, which I didn't realize it was that recent, that double voting wasn't even an issue. Like, they didn't have it on the law books at the time, right? So things are getting tighter since 2020 and through 2022, but this stuff takes a long time. I mean, you're trying to get legislators to agree on something. They can't even agree what to have for lunch. And then, you know, it's getting a little better. And I think because election season's coming up, there's people who are going to want to campaign on I'm tough on crime or election integrity. So, hey, we're going to try and use that for what it's worth and try to make some things happen. But there's still a lot of work to be done. We do have an election integrity, you know, sheet that we use. If you look at lookaheadamerica.org/integrity, you can see our six action points that we want to get every state to have a much stronger form of election integrity. But the biggest thing is that really people who are living in those states should be contacting their, you know, their clerks, their legislators, et cetera, and they can get some action going and try to perhaps get meetings and bring their attention and concerns to them, because they're supposed to be working for the constituents. You know, that's how it that's how it happens on the state and local level.
Yeah. Ian Camacho, appreciate your work. Look Ahead America, you are the director of research there. Anywhere else that you want people to connect with you if they're interested in looking into these things, which a lot of people are, in more detail, how do they find you?
You're always welcome to email me. My email is ian.camacho@lookaheadamerica.org. You can always volunteer with us at lookaheadamerica.org/volunteer. It is the end of the year almost, so we are a 501c3 tax-deductible organization. If you want to make a donation, we would absolutely love it. lookaheadamerica.org/donate. And we also have a Gilded, which is kind of like an online, you know, we have games and movies and just a lot of socialization there. It's Gilded, gilded.gg/lookaheadamerica.org. And that's where we are. So thanks again for having me on the show, Ryan.
Yeah, always appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll connect a few more times going into an election year next year as you guys continue to, look ahead. But that was a little bit too on par for the name of the organization. Look Ahead America. Ian Camacho, thank you so much, and we'll connect with you again in the new year.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and hope all your volunteers and listeners and everyone participating had a fantastic Thanksgiving listening to this. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'll talk to you soon. All right. This is Wiggins America. We got one more segment before the end of the hour. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.